Little overcast day out at the Vermilion County, Indiana Fair for 2025. And our fair coverage here on WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, Chad Baker. And I've made my way over to the alpaca area of the county fair. And I've got our good buddy Gunnar Stoltz with the 4-H Llama and Alpaca Club. Gunnar, how are we doing today?
Good so far.
So far, still early in the week, but you guys have some fine animals out here. Tell me about what you're showing this year.
Well, this year I'm showing my alpaca, also named Gunner, and I hope he does very well.
There had to be something in the way of how you named your alpaca. Was it inspired by yourself, or is there something else?
No, surprisingly, it's just a coincidence. They never, like, knew me before they named him.
So it was somebody else that named him?
Yeah, the owner of the farm, Tracy.
Very cool, very cool. So tell us about how training Gunner has been an experience for you.
Well, this year he's been kind of stubborn, to be honest, and it's definitely been something else.
Very good. Now, you're the president of the Llama and Alpaca Club. Tell us how that came about.
Well, our first meeting, we had to assign positions, and everybody voted me, so. And I'm one of the most experienced of the club, so I think I was the right choice.
How long have you been showing llamas and alpacas?
For about 4 years now.
And obviously you enjoy it, otherwise you wouldn't keep doing it, correct?
Yeah.
Very good. So what is, for somebody that may not be into llamas or alpacas, or maybe looking to do so, what is some advice that you can instill in them?
Just, like, always be very caring for them when you're training them. Have some patience. They're very, you know, sensitive animals compared to other ones.
Is there a lot of frustration that comes along with that? I would imagine that with being stubborn animals, I'm sure that you have some pretty long days.
Yes.
And so what is some things that folks need to look out for?
Some of them can have certain attitudes towards you. So the key is to, like, never, like, get too touchy with them and just kind of train them how they want to be trained sometimes, you know.
A lot of times you really do have to trust the animals and where they're going and where they're at. They're just like human beings.
That's actually a pretty good comparison because, like, two alpacas, they never act the same, really.
That's true. So you're involved in 4-H. How long have you been a member of 4-H?
5 years.
So just a little longer than you've been involved with the Llama and Alpaca Club here. Do you do anything else in 4-H? Show anything else?
I do a lot of projects, including small engines, gardening, music.
Well-versed. Lots of different areas there. Is there a favorite, or is llamas and alpacas kind of the thing?
I can't really say a favorite here. They're all equal to me.
Very good. Are you also involved in FFA back at your school?
Oh, yeah. I do drones also.
Okay.
And it's definitely, well, it was my first year, so it was definitely something else.
Very good. And you go to school. Where are you going to school at?
South Vermilion.
South Vermilion? What year?
Freshman.
Going from big man on campus to kind of being a small fish in a big pond a little bit there.
Yeah.
Something of that nature, right?
Yeah, completely new layout of the school, so I have to learn that.
Absolutely. You looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Very cool, very cool. You guys have a farm?
No, not at home. But I go to Aries Farm to train Gunner, and it's actually pretty close, so it's basically, you know.
So is there certain obstacles that come with being maybe not like a non-traditional animal shower, the fact that you have to, you know, have animals on other folks' farm to do that, as opposed to maybe somebody that would have the animals right in their backyard?
The only thing is that you can't, like, directly care for them, so sometimes you can get information mixed up about how they're being cared for.
Very good. So Vermilion County Indiana Fair Week, what are you looking forward to aside from showing animals this week? Anything, any other parts of the fair that you're looking forward to?
Well, honestly, I'm looking forward to some of the other shows, too. Like, I know that horses is coming up, and also pigs, I'm pretty sure.
Big horse shows down here. I know a lot of folks really gravitate towards that, always a big crowd. Do you got friends that are showing some of those animals?
Well, not pigs, but I know I got a couple buddies showing goats and sheeps.
Very good. Tying up here with you, Gunner, is there anywhere else that you're showing this summer, or is just Vermilion County it?
Just Vermilion County.
So then the rest of the summer's just fun for Gunner then?
Yep.
That's very good. Well, I wish you all the best. I appreciate your time, and best of luck showing this week. And hopefully you can bring home some blue ribbons.
Me too.
Absolutely. That's Gunnar Stoltz. He is with the 4-H Llama and Alpaca Club down here in Vermilion County. We will have more reports coming up this week here on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.